This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group. As mentioned last week, we have now decided to hold our May business meeting in Millicent. We are extremely fortunate to have the use of an excellent venue, which is not only a very good size, but offers a full kitchen and all facilities. We have John, VK5DJ, to thank for this, as the first time we held a meeting, we had booked a room at one of the local pubs. At the last minute, they realised that they had double booked the room, and we were left high and dry. Thanks to some really fast and fancy footwork by John, we were able to hold the meeting in the present venue, virtually without missing a beat. We have continued using the same facility ever since, so thank you, John. On that note, we were very disturbed to hear last week that the Adelaide Hills Group has been given notice and will have to find new club rooms. This must be extremely traumatic news, and we wish the club all the very best in their search for new premises. All clubs face the same problem, in that it is extremely difficult to find suitable long-term premises for meetings, but usually also somewhere to store all of the gear that we seem to accumulate and find necessary. If any amateurs listening have helped us out with the Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb in the past, or who might be interested in helping us this year, please have a look at our website at surge.org.au, that's serg.org.au, all lowercase, and click on the post page. The fourth item down has some downloadable material, which includes an official registration form. If you think that you may be able to help, please download the form and send it off as instructed. This will entitle you to a free Legend shirt. A sizing chart is included in the instructions. The event will take place on Friday the 29th to Sunday the 31st of October inclusive. Peter VK5BE has done an enormous amount of work on the repeaters this past week or so, and, touch wood, the system seems to be almost back to what we were used to prior to relocating the antennas at the Bluff. John VK5DJ has also been working his black magic, and we are all holding our breath in the hope that our noise problems have succumbed to all the effort that has been expended. Thank you, Peter and John. That brings us up to date for this week. As always, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, everyone. This is VK5 LSB and my name is David, with some news and notes on behalf of Wison South Australia's committee. A free barbecue social get-together and Wison AGM, which is well attended, was held on Saturday the 17th of April at the Scout Centre for Adventurous Activities down at Anderson Avenue, North Gunnerg. A dynamic and motivated committee have been elected, and the committee consists of these members. President, Lewis Coleshill, VK5FLY, who's also the Planning Officer, Logistics Officer, Mapping Coordinator and Volunteer Coordinator. Treasurer, David Wilson, VK5LSB, and also formulates the newsletter, community engagement and other public relations and publicity roles. Secretary, Robert Stubbs, VK5HRS. Senior Technical Advisor and Transmissions Manager, Webmaster and Social Media Manager, and Committee Member, Arno Atima, VK5ZER. And committee members Tony Green, VK5 FBIC, and Phil Nicarud, VK5 PKN, and also Rob Williams, VK5 BRO. Wison South Australia Committee would like to thank the outgoing committee members who have worked tirelessly and with great dedication for the future of Wison South Australia. Thank you to the Scouts SA for making your facility at North Gunnerg available for us to host our barbecue and AGM of the day, and we greatly appreciate it, so thank you once again, Scouts SA, for your contribution. Today, Sunday the 2nd of May, at 2000 hours, the Wison South Australian Radio Net on the Link Repeater Network for Wison members and friends will be held again tonight. This net is held on the first Sunday of each month and facilitated by VK5 FBIC Tony Green. So drop in and say g'day tonight from 2000 hours on the Link Repeater Network. All hams, young and old, are welcome, and all you need is an amateur radio licence to participate on the night. The plan is now in place and activated for the Rally of the Heartland 2021, which is a two-day car rally event being held over the 8th and 9th of May at Burra in the Mid-North. The WASC committee would like to say thank you to all the wonderful volunteers who have put their hands up to do this event, and we could not have done it without you and your dedication and commitment. And the committee looks forward to meeting up with you all at the Burra Hotel this Friday night for dinner and social get-together and a few laughs on the night. In summary, the committee of WASC Australia looks forward to seeing you out there and working alongside you in the field at the many events that WASC are providing radio communication and logistics support for. To find out more information about WASC South Australia, then go to the WASC SA Facebook page and, of course, the newsletter. And if you're not on the mailing list and you want to be, then send me an email at newsletter@sa.wison.org.au. Again, I say again, drop me an email on newsletter@sa.wison.org.au. This has been VK5 LSB, and on behalf of the WASC South Australia Committee, 73 and stay safe all.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with more news and notes from the North East Radio Club. Last Friday was the fifth Friday lunch, and we all gathered at the Clovercrest Hotel and had a jolly good feed and a lot of interesting discussion about all sorts of subjects. So, thanks to everybody who came along. Hope you all enjoyed it. I certainly did. And there will be another fifth Friday lunch in July. More information about that in current incoming episodes of the North East Radio Club News. And there's a new repeater on C4FM, and that will be delivering the WIA broadcast every Sunday. And it's at the South Coast, and it's VK5RSC, and it's a 70 centimetre repeater, and it's on 439.825 megahertz with a minus 5 megahertz offset. So you've got quite a few digital C4FM repeaters to listen to the broadcast now. There's VK5RDF, VK5RKW, VK5RBV, VK5RCT and VK5RLH, and the very latest, VK5RSC. So on one of those repeaters, just go to room 69159 and listen to the WIA broadcast at either 9 a.m. on the Sunday morning or at 7 p.m. that night. And the next North East Radio Club meeting will be on Friday the 14th of May. And at this meeting, Steve, VK5SFA, is going to demonstrate one of his new toys, namely the ICOM IC705. So come along on the night and gloat over this piece of new amateur radio technology. So that's on Friday the 14th of May. Now, the Tea Tree Gully Post Office and Telegraph Station Museum is having a Heritage Sunday on the 16th of May 2021, and it will be between the hours of 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. In 1880, this post office and telegraph station was opened for business, and there's going to be a recreation of the opening ceremony at 11:30 p.m. on the Heritage Sunday. Now, the North East Radio Club will be in attendance to send Morse code messages and to demonstrate two-way radios. And the 12 rooms of the Heritage Building and some four display pavilions will be open for visits. And there'll be a sausage sizzle, Devonshire teas available, and the gift shop will be open. And, of course, the SA Health COVID rules will all apply. Entry is $5 for adults, $4 concession, and children are free. Now, the Tea Tree Gully Heritage Museum is located at 3 Perseverance Road, Tea Tree Gully. So that sounds like a very good local event to attend. Don't forget the Tea Tree Gully Post Office and Telegraph Station Heritage Sunday. the 16th of May. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5 KLD.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. This is Phil, VK5 SRP, with the latest news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. We've been advised the site where we have our shack is to be sold and redeveloped into housing, so we must find somewhere that we can set up another shack. More information when we know more about what's going to happen. We're looking around the Blackwood and Belair area for suitable premises. The AHARS shack is used for coffee and chat sessions, assessment and training, and for technical update sessions. We have several technical sessions planned, but so far we've not been able to use the existing shack. We have some excellent STEM kits for basic training built by Jim, VK5TR, but so far we have not had an opportunity to use these. The sticking point in finding a new shack site has been needing somewhere to store our stuff, the radios, the kits, the electronics we have in the shack now. If you have any ideas or contacts, please email me. All suggestions will be investigated. AHARS is planning on having a silent auction soon, and John, VK5EMI, is busy making up a list of the more valuable items that are stored in various members' QTHs and in the shack, mostly from deceased estate collections. Please keep your subs rolling in. If you do not have access to online banking, you can send us your payment to the AHARS Post Box. AHARS Inc., P.O. Box 401, Blackwood, SA 5051. The subs were still $20 for WIA members and $25 for non-WIA members if paid before the end of March. There is now a late fee of $5 to be added to these figures. You can pay by direct deposit, and the name is AHARS, A-H-A-R-S. The BSB is 105186, and the account number is 036-248-940. Please do not forget to include your name and or call sign in your details. Pat is sending out emails to all those who have paid to make sure AHARS has their correct email address. I will be updating the AHARS calendar on the website again over the weekend, and this can be accessed by clicking on the upcoming events tab at the opening page, and then under the big PDF logo, you will find a PDF file called AHARS Calendar 2021 and a version number. Click on this file, and this is the calendar. Keep an eye on your emails and an ear on the Sunday broadcast to find out what AHARS is planning for 2021. My email address for this month is still philstore@adam.com.au. That's philstorr at adam.com.au. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.